Today we're going to continue part two of Kaddish. Okay, we're going to spend a couple of days discussing different inyanim relating to Kaddish. Kaddish Yasam, Kaddish Drabanan, the Kaddish you say by a Siyum, which is the same Kaddish you say at Beis HaOlam. Okay, so yesterday we discussed in great detail Kiddush, why Kaddish is recited in Aramaic. And we discussed the tremendous chiddush of the idea of the maral, that Aramaic is the universal language. Are you familiar with this concept? Aramaic is universal, but it's more than that. It's more than that. It's a universal language which brings together the entire world. Okay, that's not. And we discussed the idea that Yudkei Vavkei is Hashem in Aramaic. Hashem in Hebrew would really be Yudkei Yudkei. But Yudkei Vavkei is Aramaic, and that's why, since Hashem, the whole purpose of the Kaddish, Yiskadal V'Yiskadash, Shmei Rabo, is to elevate, to glorify Hashem's name. So, and Hashem's name is actually the Aramaic version of Hashem's name we discussed yesterday, that's why it's in Aramaic. But today let's go to a new idea. The idea we're going to discuss today, at least we'll start off with, is the fact that there are 10 expressions of praise. The Kaddish begins Yiskadal V'Yiskadash. Okay, all these. Yud, no. Where do you get Yudkei Vavkei?
No, that's Yosher. That's the Rosh tables for
Yosher. Yosher. Oh, interesting. Yosher. Never thought Yosher. Interesting. Yiskadal V'Yiskadash. So Shmei Rabbah, may Hashem's name be elevated, may become great, and may it be holy, may it be sanctified. Yiskadal v'yiskadash. And then we take a break. When the Olma in the world, the world which he created according to his will, v'yamlich malchusei, v'chayichone, v'mechone, v'chayichol, v'yisishol, v'aglovus, v'akriv, v'yimru, amein, yehishmei rabam, v'varach, v'yolam, v'lom elmaya. Fine. After a long break, we can resume the expressions of praise. Yisparach, v'yishtabach, v'yispo'ar, v'yishremam, v'yisnasei, v'yishador, v'yishaleh, v'yishalol. Eight. Eight plus two, last that I've checked, is 10. So we have a grand total of 10 expressions of praise in the Kaddish. Two, we go on a detour, and we tell us when should Hashem's name be glorified and sanctified. It should be in the world which He created according to His will, in our lifetimes, in the lifetimes of the whole Klal Yisrael, now and very soon, and everybody responds, and then we resume. But a grand total of 10 different expressions of praise. Why did Chazal establish the Kaddish with 10 expressions of praise? So the answer given, this is all cited in Maral, in Zohar, in Midrashim. I don't have all the exact sources in front of me at this moment, but it corresponds to the Aseres Hadibros. Okay, that's very obvious, and also corresponds to the 10 Asar Mamoros Shebohem Nivra Ha'olam. Hashem created the world with 10 statements, and corresponding to those 10 statements, we come to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His name should be glorified in all dimensions of creation. And what I want to do now, at least start off with, is try to relate to you what it says here in this Sefer called Niflos HaKadosh, the relationship between the 10 Mamoros and the 10 expressions, the 10 different expressions of praise. See, for me, I think for many people, it's very unsettling to say the Kaddish, because what exactly is the difference between the Yisnasei, the Yishador, Yiskadal, the Yiskadash? All the nice words. But what's the difference? When you are able to connect, to relate one against another, it has a whole different flavor, a whole different meaning. It reminds me of what we've done with the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. Remember, before Yom Kippur, we had a share, we had the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, and we've shown how the Rambam, the 13 principles of faith, correspond to Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachamim V'chan, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed Emes, Noz Chesed Lalof, Noz El Vesha, V'chato, V'nakei. Each one of those words corresponds to one of the Yud Gimel Animamins of the Rambam. And we showed, and when you take a whole sentence, an animamin, you look at a word, the word now has has much more meaning, much more flavor. So I want to try to do the same thing now, today, with regard to the 10 expressions of praise, and connect it to the Asur Ma'amaros. Now I want to warn you, what I'm going to tell you, what it says here, I don't really understand, and I'm not trying to sell it to you. So you may not necessarily agree, or may not settle with you everything that I'm going to say. And it's subject to interpretation, but there's something, definitely there is something there, something to learn from. The first problem in attempting to do this is, first we have to define what are the Asara Ma'amaros. That is a very complicated topic, because there are many Rishonim, all we have is a Chazal. Chazal tell us, the Asara Ma'amaros Nivra Olam. Okay, what's the first one? So that's what the average Bereshis Nami is called a Maimon. Not everyone goes with that approach. Okay, we need a starting point. Only to the word nine, and even though it says word nine, it could be that some of them, according to some of the Rishonim, are really connected to another Maimer. It's a very complicated topic. In this Sefer, all it says in the Mishnah and Perek is that Asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. And then you'll have a long list of Rishonim which will try to match up which are the Asara Ma'amaros. Just like in the Torah you have the 12 Shvatim, and the 12 Shvatim are ordered in 10 different ways, all over Tanakh, Korbanos, and Birth, and Divrei Hayamim, and Ezra, everywhere you look, they're always ordered a different way, for a different reason. Same thing, you'll have over here a whole different collection of Rishonim, will give you different statements, which they're going to fit into the Asar Ma'amaros. So for the purpose of this year, we're going to follow what it says here in the Sefer Niflos HaKadosh, and we're going to follow the approach of the Zohar. The Zohar's approach is not your typical approach. The Zohar does not learn that Bereshis is the first Maimer. He doesn't learn. He holds Bereshis Baruch Lekimei Sashman V'Yesar. That was before creation. That was in the beginning. That's the way things were. Bereshis. Now, Vayoyimer Lekim Yehi Or. That's where it all starts. He takes with the word Vayom a Maimer. So let's work with that approach. Obviously, we're going to get into trouble because we're going to have 7 days, and there's seven times Vayomer, but we're going to follow strictly his approach and try to get a little bit of an appreciation for these 10 expressions of praise. Yis Gadal. It's very easy. The first expression is Vayom Elokim Yehi Or. There shall be light. What do we know about Or? Vayas Elokim Eshnei Hamo'oirois Hagidoylim. And then it switches es hamor hagadol lememshelas hayom yes hamor hakotol lememshelas halayla v'yes hakochavim. We switch because of complaint, but the or is called the or gadol. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Furthermore, there's another very nice pasuk that brings out this idea. Give me 1 second. I have to find the place. Okay, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Tes, Ha'om Ha'olchem Ha'choshech, Ra'u Or Gadol. Another Pasuk in Yeshaya that it shows that there is a, I'm telling you now, it's going to be very abstract. I don't have complete ideas. I'm just throwing out little pieces which will open up a little bit more appreciation to the Ten Lashonos. We do find, I've shown you 2 psukim, that there is a relationship between the concept of Or and the word Gadol.
In the Haggadah, there's the expression, Yishibud L'Or Gadol, right?
Exactly. Why Gadol? Gadol in Chazal's dictionary means to give. What is greatness? Greatness is always defined in Chazal as giving. When you give, you're great. Taking is a sign of being small. Barzilai Hagiladi Ish Gadol Me'od. Pashup Shah the Pasuk. What does it mean there, Barzilai? He was a very rich man. He was very generous. He was very generous, and he gave a lot of stock. Anyone that needed food, needed a place to eat, needed a place to sleep, they would come to Barzilai Hagiladi. Ish Gadol Me'od. He gave a lot. Or the sun gives. It bestows warmth. It bestows light. Or is a very, the Shemesh is something which, or is relates to the concept of giving. So the first expression is Yiskadal. Yiskadal is, the Shorish of Yiskadal is Godol. Yiskadal, that's the Sherish. What does the word Yiskadal correspond to? That Hashem, in the 10 different dimensions of creation, Vayom Elokim, the first mimer of creation, Vayom Elokim Yehi Or, in that expression of Or, Hashem became very great. So that, I think it fits, so far so good, it fits well. Yiskadash. Now this I actually enjoy this next little piece, Yiskadash. That relates to the second mimer. What was the second mimer according to the Maral? Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rokia Biso Chamoyim. Now we read the pasuk, but it's the big deal. There was this collection of water. Hashem comes along and Hashem says there should be rakia, and the rakia should be mavdil between the mayim elyoinim and the mayim tachton. All right, big deal, a new creation of rakia. But here in his sefer, he has a whole different look. It's traumatic. It's a terrible thing that happens. There was a division. Division is not a pleasant experience to take mayim, that's one mass, and separate it. Mayim elyonim, mayim tachtonim. You're bringing separation, you're bringing tsar between two different parts of one whole, and separating the part of the mayim that used to be in the presence of the Shechina and now putting it below the Shechina. It's a gezerah. This was the first harsh gezerah that came into this world. When Hashem created the Rakia, Vayom Elokim Yehi Rakia Besoch HaMoyim, don't just focus on the Rakia. I think the average person, maybe the pasuk, they get so overwhelmed. Wow, there was a mimer, there was the creation of the Rakia. There's much more than that. There was Besoch HaMoyim. Forget about the Rakia. Something very tragic happened. The Mayim was separated between Lamal and Lamata. Chazal tell us that the Bria has the Chira Chavshis. Just because Hashem tells the Bria to do something does not necessarily mean they have to listen. They can decide, we don't want. We have a right to exercise our free will. We don't really understand what this means, but we don't want to do it. You're asking something from us that's too harsh. Even the Akedah, Chazal say, Avraham was not required to do. Kach no, as bincha sichit chashar hafta sitzchak. No, ain't no el loshen makasha. Avraham, if you feel that it's too hard to do, you can't go through with it, then you don't have to do it. When Hashem told the Mayim to split, didn't have to listen. It was willing to do Hashem's will. That is called kiddush shem shemayim. That is called sanctification. When Hashem makes a request from you, something that's against your nature, and you are willing to go through with that request at your own self-sacrifice, and you suffer because of you fulfilled that request. Why? Because Hashem told me to do it. That's called kedusha. That's called, we understand the Holocaust, kedoshim, someone that dies. You give up your life. Why am I giving up my life? Because I'm a Jew. So I am, and that's called the sanctification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's kedusha. And that was expressed by Yom Elokim Yehi Rokia Besoch HaMayim, by Yav Elokim Ben HaMayim Hashem Itachas Ben HaMayim Hashem Yal Rokia. That was the first degree of sanctification of Kedusha, Kiddush Shem Shemayim in this world. Just like a Jew gives up his life because he's Jew, when the Mayim Tachtonim were willing to separate themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to separate from the Mayim Elyonim, that is a very high form of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And in fact, that's the Sherish of every time a person fulfills HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will at loss and a sacrifice to himself. That is an expression of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And that's why the second word of the Kaddish is Yiskadash. So Yiskadal is the first mimer. Vayom Elokim Yehi Or. Or is Or Godol. Or Godol. The second word is Yiskadash. The Soch HaMayim, the first expression of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Okay, now let's go to word number three. Word number three, after we skip, is Yisbarach, Baracha. What is the third mimer according to the Zohar? Vayom Elokim Yikovu HaMayim. After Hashem separated the Mayim Eliyim Mayim Tachtonim, there was just water flowing below the Rakia. The whole world was just one body of water. There was no land. The land was buried deep below, if there, even that there was. Hashem said the water shall be gathered. Water should take on the form of the way we know it today. Yikavu HaMayim El Mokom Echot V'Sereh HaYabasha. Mayim. The nature of water should change. water is bracha. That's what it says over here. Yiftach Hashem l'cha es otzero hatov l'tov es hashemayim l'seis mitar artzecha b'ito ulevareich es kol maaseh yodecha. Bracha is always connected to geshem. To geshem, to mayim, to a brecha, a gishmei brecha. A brecha is a spring. A spring is called a brecha. The shorish of water that's been collected deep below the ground, a pool, is brecha. You can't do better than that. A brook, a source of water, is a brecha. Brecha, shorish a brecha. So now we understand, it makes perfectly logical sense why the third word of praise in the Kaddish is Yisbarach, the Sharish of Bracha, because water is Yivayom Elokim Yikavu HaMayim Makom Echad. Hashem now changed the nature of water to give it the form that it exists today, and water is by definition called Bracha through all these various psukim. One example is the Brecha is a source spring of water, Bracha, that's why it's Yisbarach. Okay, now we go to the fourth. The fourth is Yishtabach. What was the fourth mimer? Totzei haaretz desha. The earth shall produce vegetation. The word desha doesn't just mean grass. It means here trees, fruits, vegetables, all forms of vegetation. Totzei haaretz desha, esev mazria zera, eitz pri, eitz osa pri, all of these things came forth with the fourth mimer. Now what bracha do we make on fruits and vegetables? So the truth is we only make two different brachas. We make either Bari Pri Eitz or Bari Pri Adama. It appears from Chazal, this has to be studied with Sechta Brachas, that ideally you can make every fruit, you can really make a different bracha. You can make, because every, just like we have only fulfilled this requirement in breaking up vegetation to two categories, Ho Adama and Bari Pri Ho Eitz. But the words of Chazal are, Tain lo me'ein birchosaf. Let me read what it says over here. I'm reading you from the footnotes. Hareisha be'emes yesh mitzvah l'foreit es hashevach, the praise, kifi prote haminim v'hanos v'to'aliois shenim shachim mehem. And sometimes we do this. We make on a fragrance, birchos hanenin, he says that according to the letter of the law, I mean, we'll get to the words of Chazal in a moment, every single fruit and vegetable, you should make a separate bracha. If you're able to extract the true shevach that is deserving of each fruit, here's the expression of Chazal, Tain lo me'ein birchosaf. Give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's bracha. But now, shevach is where, that's the difference. Bracha means baruch, I praise you. Shevach, the nature of shevach is to be specific. Specificity. To specify exactly what maila each individual object has. Bracha is a general baruch atah Hashem, you are blessed. Shevach is to zoom in, to focus, what is the unique quality of this particular object, and I want to praise you, I want to enhance my bracha with specific words to bring out its quality, its unique quality. That's shevach. According to Chazal, that's really what we should do. It's called tein lo me'ein bracha. We should give for every single object its own specific shevach. We do this in the most bare, minimal way, by breaking up the brachos that come from products that come from the earth into two, Bori Priho Eitz and Bori Priho Adama. By breaking it up into two different brachos, not just being a shahako, by being more specific, that, according to Katantoya, everything here needs a little bit more explanation, interpretation, but that is what is called Shevach. The essence of Shevach is to be specific. Vegetation, we know today, it brings down that we know to over 3,000 different types of fruits and vegetables we are aware of. And who knows how many types of things that we're not aware of out there in the world that are out there. 3,000. The Hashem told the earth, Totzi Deshev, Eitz Pri, Mazria Zera, 3,000 different types of fruits and vegetables were produced. And we, when we relate to these things, we are supposed to give specific praise for each one, the variety. There's only one sun. There's only one thing called water. But when it comes to fruits and vegetables that flavor, there are 3,000 varieties. Variety and expressing the variety is called shevach. Brach is general. Have variety is a brach. But we are supposed to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for variety. When you specify the different types of variety, what you're doing is you're giving shevach. So therefore, the fourth, when did it come into this world, this thing called variety? Variety is synonymous with the concept called shevach. If it's just black and white, you give bracha. Black and white. Baruch Atu Hashem. You made the sun, you made the earth, there's water. Black and white. Baruch Atu Hashem. Variety? 3,000 types of fruits and vegetables? I just can't go give you a casual bracha, Baruch Atu Hashem. It's got to be for this type of bracha, for this, there's this bracha, this, that bracha. That's called shevach. When did variety come into this world? It came into the world with the Amira, with the Maimer, Totsei Haaretz Deshe. It wasn't just grass that came into the world. What was created in this Maimer was variety. And with variety comes the concept of shevach. And that's why the fourth word in the Kaddish is Yishtabach. Okay, is that clear?
Isn't the word Shevach or Shevach also a term that means like a dividend or an extra beyond the...
He's not saying that. It could be the other interpretations. We're trying, that's what's so hard about...
Like if fruit or yield...
Okay, that's what we're trying, he's not saying that. He's saying the word Shevach means variety. We're trying to... These words are very hard to translate. What's the difference? Yes, the average person. Tell me this between the word Yisparach and Yishtabach. I don't know. I don't know the difference. He's telling you the difference. He's telling you Yisparach means barach, blessing. Yishtabach means variety. It means different types of blessing based upon variety. Where did variety come into this world? On day four with Totse Aretz Desha. Now we come to the fifth word of the Kaddish. V'yispo'ar, pe'er. What was the fifth mime according to the opinion of the Zohar? Yehi ne'oirois birekia. There shall be me'oros. Just because Hashem made or, the or was not put in position. The me'or, the shemesh, and the levana, the way they relate to one another, how they was put into position on day five. Yehi me'oros birakia hashamayim. Now, why is the me'oros called pe'er? We say this in the davening. Okay, I don't know more than this, but the al ha'me'oros she'asisa. Nusach HaTfilah, Yifu'aru Chasela. The Nusach HaTfilah we learn, again, it's a little bit abstract, but we do find a concept that Pe'er, glory, is related to this concept of the function of the Shemesh and the Yireach, time. The way we relate to time. Be'al Me'oro She'asisa Yifu'aru Chasela. So that is Pe'er. That's what happened on day five. Hashem put into the world time the way we know it. And therefore the fifth, and Mo'iros is called Pe'er, and therefore the fifth expression in the Kaddish is the Yispo'ar. Now we come to number six, the Yisroiman. May Hashem be Roiman, to be made high. What happened in the sixth Maimer? Yishritzu Hamayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya. The fish and the birds. What happens with birds? You could say the thing with fish, it's true with fish also, but what do we know about birds? They go up high. What about fish? Fish also fly. See, just that we don't live in their world. We look at fish, they're below us, but that's not true. Fish really should crawl on the ocean. Fish should be like bugs, right? They should just crawl on the ocean. But fish fly. They fly in their world. They fly in their atmosphere, which is water. Birds don't just crawl on the earth. Birds fly in the sky. The Yisroimam, life has come forth, even to the degree where there is fish. Yishutzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya ve'oif yoifeif
alar. Sheretz flies too.
Sheretz also flies. Yishutzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya ve'oif yoifeif. So this is called Ramah. Okay, and there's even a pasuk in Iyov, Ke'es Bimarom Tamri. There's even a pasuk that explicitly relates to them. He quotes the pasukim which explicitly relates. I don't know the pasukim of the pasukim in Iyov, where we use the word Rom is associated with birds and fish that move about. So therefore, it perfectly makes sense now why the word V'Yisraimam is the seventh word in the Shevach in the Kaddish. Now we come to word V'Yis. That's the seventh. That's the seventh mimer. That was six. That was number six. Now we come to number seven, the Yisnaseh. The Yisnaseh corresponds to the mimer Hashvi. That is animals. Animals came after fish and birds. Okay, interesting. You wouldn't think like that. If you were God, you would probably first create the animals, and then you create the birds and the fish. We think probably birds and fish.
Since it was mine, animals.
Because they move about. We like to think about spaceships, things that move around. But animals are boring; they just stay on the ground. But that's not the way it is. Animals came later. They came closer to man. First came fish, then came fish and birds, and then came animals. Animals are called the Yisnaseh. Why? Totsei aretz nefesh chayu lemina. And now why? Now this is a little bit difficult. This is a hard sell. You're not going to like this. Okay, but this is what it says here. I warned you in advance. It's interesting just to hear what it says. Because Hashem took some of the creatures and used them for himself as the way he relates to man. In other words, the ox, the shor, the kisei hakavod. There are images. There is the shor, and there is the lion. There is the lion, the aryeh, and the shor. They appear in Akiz Kavod. And Hashem relates to us with these midos, whatever that means. So therefore, v'yisnase nase lashon is to elevate. Hashem created the animals, and he took the animals. He didn't take the fish, didn't take the birds. He took the animals, and he brought them all the way to Shemayim, this creature that was created, and he used them as part of his Kisei HaKavod. So Hashem elevated himself over man with what he created on this day of the Chayos hearts. The Leviathan is not in the mind, not one of the Mamor.
Okay.
Now we come to the Yis Hadar. Hadar. Who is Hadar? That refers to the Maimer, this is the eighth. Man is Chasun is Chanukah. So according to the Zohar, it's very nice that the eighth Maimer, the eighth Maal Derech HaTeva, is the creation of man. Man is Hodor. Why is man Hodor? Because, now this is again, it's a hard sell, why is he Hodor? Because he's the most beautiful. I guess that's more than that. Hoid v'Hodor l'chaye ho'ilamim. What is the explanation?
Hashem is
Mahadur
with the
Hodor. Hodor. Man is Hodor. Hodor means beautiful. Hodor is the most beautiful. And I guess it's the crown of creation. I guess that's the simplest.
Pride of
creation. It's okay. He's not really elaborating very much on Hodor. He's just.
He's created for me.
So what does Hodor means? Beauty. This is the beauty, the. Okay, I don't really have a good. Are we connected? Maimer Shmini Kesiv Nasa Adam Vatzin BeAdam Rishon Shoyim Huder BeYoyser. K'moish Shaninu Ikvash LeAdam Rishon Hayim Mache. The radiance of his even of his Ekev would blind was much greater than the sun. The Alpi SheAdam Hayim Huder Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishadem Hashem is. That's what we said. The Yishadar Hashem relates to the Hodor of man. Let's go further. V'yis Allah. Now we come to number 9. What's number 9? V'yis Allah is the ninth Maimer. Now, what's the ninth Maimer? According to the Zohar, after already Hashem created man, Hashem said to man, Hine, I'm quoting from the Zohar, so this is not my order of the 10 Maimers. Hine, v'yom elokim el adam, Hine nosati lochem eskol esef zurea zera, umarachem v'chitchem yihyeh al kol chayas ha'aretz. That's a little bit later on, but basically Hashem gives men control,
dominion
over the earth. Hine nosati lochem eskol esev zorea zer lochem yihye la'achla. You are in control. You will consume everything from creation. That fits perfectly with the Yis Allah. We simply translate the Yis Allah, you're above. it doesn't have any meaning for most of us. What does it mean, V'yisala? But he's telling, what V'yisala really means is, you're in control. You're the boss. It means, I'm higher than you. I'm elevated. I'm in control of you. I'm your boss. I tell you what to do. And when I don't want you to exist, you don't exist. You serve me. That is the deeper meaning of the Yisala. And that's exactly what happened with this ninth member of my separation. Hashem told man, we've created this whole world, and guess who's in charge? You. At Kedekach, you can consume all of the vegetation on this earth. Now we come to the last Yisala, the Yishalol. What is the Yishalol? What would you think is the 10th Maimer of Ma'aseh Bereishis? Not Shabbos, no, not Shabbos, not according to the Zohar. He has the source here, according to the Zohar, shockingly, the 9th Maimer of Ma'aseh Bereishis was the creation of Chava. Vayoymer Elokim, loytoiv heyos odom levado, e'eselo ezer kenegdo. The 10th Maimer of Ma'aseh Bereishis, lefi the Zohar's calculation, is the creation of Chava. What is a woman? You say this in Friday night, the Ages Chayil. He says halal. That through a woman, he says halal. That is the ultimate ha. Now, it's hard for us to understand what does halal have to do with halal, have to do with a woman. We don't really know, but Shlomo HaMelech says this, that's the ultimate praise. He says halal. The Mela, that's why the 10th Maimer, the 10th expression of Kaddish is the Yis halal. Okay, it's a fascinating idea. A whole new way of looking at the Kaddish. You take the Kaddish, you attend a session of praise, you can match it against that Tzom Amaros, and there's definitely something to it. It works both ways. It opens up the meaning of each word, also gives more appreciation. What exactly is this element of my spacious? Okay, before we can close, tell you one of what I once told this, which I want to repeat to you again, very quickly, the short idea. What's another reason why we have 10 Mamaros? We're not doing this now, but you probably need the same thing. He doesn't do it, so I don't know how to do it. To match up the ten expressions connected to the Aseres Adibros. Now, he doesn't do that for us. He doesn't take it on himself to figure out how each word would relate to the Aseres Adibros. However, there is one important thing that explains why there's a break. Why do we first have the two dibros, the two expressions, yiskadal, the yiskadash, and then we have a detour, and then we have it, because just like the aseres adibros, the first two dibros were said by Hashem directly to Klal Yisrael, the other eight were said through Moshe Rabbeinu. What else does this explain? Why some people have the meaning to say yiskadel v'yiskadesh. So do you say yiskadal or do you say yiskadel? So yiskadel v'yiskadesh is Hebrew, and yiskadal v'yiskadash is Aramaic. Do you say tiskabal or do you say tiskabel? So some say tiskabel, some say tiskabal. Hebrew or Aramaic. Now that's a separate issue which we'll get to a little bit later on. But why the first two words? Tiskabel is not part of the 10 praises. That's after. That's because, exactly. Because since everyone says it's Lashon Kodesh, because who gave us the two first Dibros? Hashem directly gave us the first two Dibros. So Hashem spoke to us in the holy language, Lashon Kodesh. Then the other way were given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Miturgamon. Hashem spoke to Moshe, and Moshe relayed the eight dibros to Klal Yisrael. The Miturgamon speaks in Aramaic. So that's why there's a divide. Yiskadel, those who have a custom, not everyone does this, but those who have a custom to say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, and then to resume the other eight expressions in Aramaic, it makes sense. If it's connected to the Aseres HaDibros, the first two are the first dibros, which was directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Lashon Kodesh, and the other eight with the Miturgamon, with the Moshe Rabbeinu, were in Lashon Aramaic. Okay, that's a tam. This is Machlokes. What did the Gra do? No one really knows what the Gra did, right? The different eyewitnesses. Did the Gra say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh? Did he say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash? Did he do both? Did he change his mind in his lifetime? No one really knows. But these are two valid minhagim.
New Siddur came out.
What?
They have a new Siddur that they.
And what does it say in the new Siddur? How could the new Siddur be better than the old Siddur? Rewrite history. Okay, one thing you don't do, just don't say Yiskadal and Yiskadesh. Or Yiskadel and Yiskadash. Don't do that, just be consistent. You want to say Yiskadal and Yiskadash? Good. You want to say Yiskadel and Yiskadesh? Good. What about Tiskabal or Tiskabel? So this is interesting. The art scroll they put out many, many years ago, a Kaddish. A little, very thin safe on the Kaddish. So it says that Belchor it should be Tiskabal. Many still have ready Tiskabal. But they write there in the footnotes on the bottom. For some reason, from what we've seen, most of Kaddish says Tiskabel. Tiskabel. And we do not know why. We do not know why. So what should you do? So I saw the answer. The answer really is, what is the word Tiskabal going on? Is Tiskabal going on the Kaddish? May Hashem accept this Kaddish. Or is Tiskabal going on the Shmoneh Esrei? Is it going on the Shmoneh? Because when do you say Kaddish Tiskabel? You say Kaddish Tiskabel, Tiskabal, when you finish, you only say it at the end of davening. And after you say Shmoneh Esrei, you say the Shmoneh Esrei, when davening is over, you say Tis, you say that part of the Kaddish. So if you learn that it primarily goes on the Shmoneh Esrei, it would seem that you should say Tiskabel in Hebrew, because to emphasize that the Shmoneh Esrei is in Lashon Kodesh, the Shmoneh Esrei is not Aramaic, the Shmoneh Esrei is in Lashon Kodesh, to remind the Olam, I'm now saying the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept our davening, our Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei we said in Hebrew, not in Aramaic. So Mela Tiskabel Tzilosim, even though the whole Nusach of the Kaddish is in Aramaic, but when I'm saying this line is going back not on the Kaddish. May Hashem accept not this praise of Yehi Shmei Rabbah. I'm coming referring back to the Shmoneh Esrei, and the Shmoneh Esrei was said in Hebrew. But Mela, I want to remind the Olam about the Shmoneh Esrei, Tiskabel Tzilosahonu Va'usa. Even if you'll say Yiskadal V'Yiskadash in Aramaic, which many people do say, but this one word you'll say in Hebrew to refer to the Shmoneh Esrei. However, if you look in the Sum Poiskim, not everyone agrees that Tiskabal goes back on the Shmoneh Esrei. It goes on the Kaddish. May Hashem accept this Kaddish, and this Kaddish Mimelu will cause that our Shmoneh Esrei will be accepted. If the primary focus of the expression Tiskabal is on the Kaddish, then it should be said in Aramaic, like the whole Kaddish is Aramaic of Tiskabal.
You can say Kaddish Tiskabal even if you don't have a minion, if you don't doubt.
Okay, but that's a continuation of the Shmoneh. You can finish the Shmoneh Esrei.
That proves it goes on the Shmoneh Esrei.
No, not Mochach. You can finish the Shmoneh Esrei. No, I don't think it's Mochach. Okay, there are two, but that's the point I want to make, is there are two Minhagim. You go to Shul, in some place you'll hear them say Tiskabel, and some place they'll say Tiskabal. Tiskabel is Hebrew, Tiskabal is Aramaic. What were you saying?
I never heard Tiskabal.
Look in most Siddurim. In most of the new Siddurim, they're printing Tiskabal. In most new Siddurim, they're printing now Tiskabal.
You said law.
Okay, that's another verse, another shini. But this is something which is a very popular disagreement. Is it Tiskabal or Tiskabel?
Yeah,
listen carefully and look in the new. A lot of the new Siddurim are all going with this approach to Tiskabal. The old Siddurim have all Tiskabel, and the reason the difference is Tiskabel is Hebrew, Tiskabal is Aramaic. What are you referring to? Look in the postkim. Some learn it's the Shmoneh Esrei, some learn it's the Kaddish. If it's the Shmoneh Esrei, that would justify why it's Tiskabel. If it's the Kaddish, it should be Tiskabal. Okay? Have a wonderful day. Rabbi Amivarach, Lilam, 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 Lil